Let's check in on that New York Times report from this week detailing decades of tax dodges by the Trump family. Joining us now is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
And this is a very long story in the Times, I think 8 pages in print. What did we learn from it?
Well, I think what we learn in some ways is the explosion of the president's self-created image of the idea of a self-created billionaire and mogul, the extent to which, he used to say he relied on a single loan that he had to pay back of $1 million with interest to his father, the real estate developer Fred Trump. It now appears that Fred Trump actually was able to shift wealth on the order of, I think, $413 million that the Times was able to document from his assets to Donald Trump over the years and really backstop Trump in a lot of ways. You know, one small detail to give you an instance, Donald Trump was officially his father's landlord at the age of 3 and starting to receive revenue. From the very earliest years, his father was finding ways to skirt tax laws, state laws, and to convey income without much penalty at all to his kids.
What launched the New York Times reporting on this? Why did they decide to invest such money into this story?
I think it was two things. They were able to obtain through the mail, if you recall, in a story that brought both a lot of interest and some criticism, pages of a Trump tax document from a couple of decades ago showing that he had possibly lost nearly $1 billion. Then David K. Johnson, the tax reporter who used to work for the Times, obtained some tax documents in 2005 showing he had profited $150 million. And they're saying, what happened in the decade between that time that made him swing from a $1 billion loss to $150 million. Remember, one of the key facts about Donald Trump is he has not released his tax documents over the years in ways right. in which presidential nominees of both parties have done for over 40 years. And so the Times said, let's try to solve that. And it was able to go back and find a number of ways in which, what they – say were essentially tax dodges of questionable legality, including through essentially a shell company called the All County Building Supply and Maintenance, which Fred Trump would buy his equipment from but allow the kids to charge him a huge markup for the equipment.
Now, the White House has dismissed this report but hasn't denied any of its claims. President Trump called it a hit piece on Twitter. Where does this go from here?
Well, you've seen some interesting action. The New York State Department of Taxation has said that it's going to review a number of the allegations and claims made in this article. One of the things that makes it so impressive is they include links to all kinds of original documentation so that readers can evaluate for themselves, the basis on which they're making these reporting. We'll see whether or not this becomes an issue as Democrats look to find ways to take advantage of the unpopularity of the president's tax issue. You could imagine that coming back into play as well. But this is a huge blockbuster of a story that takes a lot of time to absorb and to understand. And I think, one real question will be whether or not Democrats take over the House of Representatives and seek to use this as a hammer against the president, try to force the release of his tax documents.
Do you expect other news organizations will put this kind of energy and effort into stories like this, given the reaction that the New York Times has gotten?
Well, and we don't know that they're not. This was something that, according to the Times, has taken effectively 18 months and that they had well over 1,000 pages of documents to review to make this happen. Several top reporters spent a lot of time on this, as well as editors and other researchers and others on it. It's an incredible devotion of resources. But yes, one has to hope that we're looking at things. Part of the reason the Times is doing this is, as I said, those documents weren't released. And so it's a kind of accountability being performed. It's also the kinds of reporting one wished had been able to be done during the election season. Voters are interested in this stuff. The question is whether this still lingers in 2020. A very interesting insight into our president and the mythology he wrapped himself in as he ran for office.
David Folkenflik of NPR, thank you.
You bet.